Today, here at Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math, Navadvip, we share the disappearance festival of Bhagavan Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, which took place on the 13th of December 2003 and which was presided over by Srila Bhaktisanda Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. Here we join the festival at the end of the kirtans with Sripad Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj about to give class.
भगवान सरस्वती ठाकुर की जय। महामहोत्सव की जय। समागत वैष्णव मंडल की जय। परिणाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री चैतन्य सारस्वत मठ की जय। तदीय सेवक वृंद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमंश परिप्रायचार्योत्तर सतस्वी कक्षीदेव स्वामी महाराज जय श्री सिद्ध गोस्वामी महाराज की समवेत पुष्टा मंडल की ऑल ईस्टर्न वेस्टर्न डिवोटीज की एन गोस्वामी महाराज किसी बोलते जनार्दन महाराज किसी बोलते
who has got the recognition of a Vaishnava, we take to be Vaishnava. So, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj has got that recognition from Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, who got that same recognition from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He quoted the slokas from the song written by Srila Guru Maharaj in separation from Srila Saraswati Thakur, which I cannot represent and won't attempt to. Maharaj has already perfectly represented them. But some of the things that come to our minds are that when Srila Guru Maharaj himself was approached after the disappearance of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada by his leading senior disciples within a few months after his disappearance. Srila Sridhar Maharaj began to respond by quoting the Bilap Kusmanjali of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. It says, Sunyayate Mahagostam Girindro Jagarayate Vyagram Tundayate Kundam Jivatu Rahitasyame. That in Mahaprabhu's expressed separation in the Shikshastakam, Govinda Virahiname, Yugaitam Nimishena Chakshusha Pravishaitam, Sunyaitam Jagat Sarvam. Said, I'm seeing the world is zero in your absence. There's nothing of interest here for me. But Srila Guru Maharaj said, but Das Goswami, he's taken it to another level. And sometimes Srila Guru Dev says 12 times. He's not telling zero, but he's saying, actually, he's giving an intense contrast and comparison by saying, those things which were the source of my inspiration and your presence have now become inimical to me in your absence. So he said, but what are those places? What were the places that were the source of his inspiration? Govardhan, Radha Kundam, Govardhan, the ultimate serving plane aspiration of all those in this line, and Radha Kund, the higher plane of service, saying, now that Govardhan Hill that is so famous and renowned throughout the Puranas and amongst the devotees, it appears to be a python coming to swallow me. And Radha Kundam, that holiest of places, appears to be a tiger's gaping jaws to crush and devour me. Such feelings he expressed in the absence of his Gurudev. It was at that time that we first heard his divine grace give the example that gurus like the water, the shishas like the lotus situated in the water, and Krishna is the sun which is nourishing the lotus situated in the water. So Srila Gurudev is known as Ashraya Vigraha. When the disciple is safely situated in the sheltering water of Srila Gurudev, then the Krishna sun is nourishing the lotus disciple. But remove the water, and the Krishna sun burns the lotus. So Srila Guru Maharaj said that these sort of feelings of separation will naturally descend within the heart of the disciple at that time. And in his Astakam, he wrote, quoted by Srila Gurudev, he gave expression to many different thoughts there about Srila Saraswati Thakur. And in other slokas he has written, when he composed his famous sloka Nikhila Bhuvana Maya, which is known throughout Gaudiya Math and sung by everyone in every temple, popularized by Srila Babaji Maharaj. He said in that particular one, because it's only a few lines, said, if my Guru Maharaj, because this was composed after, if he could hear this, he said, I think that he would say that he has been captured in a cage of poetry. And that sloka, Nikhila Bhuvana Maya, Chinavachina Kartri, Vibhuta Bahulam Rigya Mukti Mohanta Datri, Chitilita Vidhi Raga Radhya Radhe Sadvani, Vilasitu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. May the Bhakti Siddhanta Vani, the word, that kirtan of Saraswati Thakur, because he's saying, Guru Maharaj said, Saraswati, the goddess of speech, we can take here Saraswati to mean Vani, I mean the Bhakti Siddhanta Vani, to mean that divine tune played by him, his kirtan, may that flow within our hearts, Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. Vilasitu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. May it play within our hearts. Here at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math in 1983, we had the opportunity to present on behalf of the devotees to His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Rakab Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, first English publication, The Search for Sri Krishna, Reality of the Beautiful. It was on Gaur Purnima day at that time, the evening as the moon rose and shone above over Navadvip Dham. And he said that it marked the 50th anniversary of the Brahma, of the Sri Krishna Chaitanya being presented to Srila Saraswati Thakur before to inaugurate the attack on the Western front to begin the Western preaching, because he had a very unique conception of kirtan. So as we describe the book page by page from the cover to the inside to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, so that he could understand what the contents were. At last we came to a picture, that very picture, of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And there was a caption, an encapsulation beneath that picture of the words of Srila Sridhar Maharaj himself, but an English encapsulation where he said, and I was reading this to him upstairs, said, he declared totalitarian war against Maya and even all other existing religious conceptions. And so at the time when Srila Guru Maharaj heard that, he began to beam and radiate, and he said, if there was no other description of my Guru Maharaj given in this book, not another word, he would be fully represented there in this description. So he declared that kirtan means a fight. It is a fight of the Krishna conception against the mayic misconception. Of course, we're always inclined, and it doesn't mean we're going to sell the coal and kartals. No, we understand kirtan in the general sense. But he's giving some revolutionary conception of what kirtan means by saying it means a fight. It's a fight. Krishna conception against the mayic misconception. And whatever he said, however revolutionary and shocking, there's always some shastric basis, some precedent for what achinoti yashastartam. He's always extracting the meaning from the scripture. And it's interesting that when he was giving mantram to one man who was a double agent during the war, so I guess it means the first war in England, but this man was a double agent spy, whatever. So, no, he's giving him Harinam, actually, at that time. And he chose a particular example to describe how the holy name of Krishna enters the heart and what are the effects of that. And he said, because every time someone gets Harinam, some instructions Gurudev is giving. General instructions, but sometimes some specific instructions or something unique according to the inspiration at that time. And at that time he felt inspired to say, he said, the Krishna conception must be allowed to land in our hearts the way the Navy lands the soldiers on the shore. We heard yesterday many slokas about Gurudev. What is it? Karnadaram? He's the captain of the ship from the Bhagavatam. The human form of life is the boat. There are many examples like this. Guru Maharaj is saying, the great Mahatmas are the lighthouses that help us cross the ocean of nations. So many of this style example are being given. But here, he's giving something unique. He said, the Navy, they're bringing so many soldiers on the ships. And then what do? In English, they establish what is called a beachfront or beachhead. They land all the soldiers there, and that's where they start the assault. It's from the shore. And then, meter by meter, they start gaining some ground until they can go further and further. So he said, first, we must allow the Krishna conception to land within our heart. He is single-handedly responsible for the Krishna conception landing in the hearts of millions of people around the world. But the mystery of Krishna consciousness is, you could say, he's single-handedly responsible. He's responsible, he's responsible, he's responsible. Or if you had to pass the bhakti, it would go all the way back to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is God for all practical purposes, if you want to understand who he is. Guru Dham, Granta Dham, Gaura Dham, Dham, Namadam, Buddha, Bhakti Dham, Buri Dham, Bande, Bhaktivinoda Dham, Sada. What do we get from Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Everything. Next question. Who did we get it through? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Guru Dham, Granta Dham, Gaura Dham, Dham, Namadam, he gave us the abode of Mahaprabhu and Navadvipam. He gave us all of our literature. But he also gave us Guru. Guru Dham. He's the giver of Guru as well. He gave Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to the world. After he had extracted all necessary Gaudiya Siddhanta and put it in the form of the simplest form of simple Bengali songs and republished Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, another 100 books uniquely describing what this is. Still, we're told he left the word world wailing, crying that to Krishna that I could not serve you, my Lord. I tried to do something. I was a failure. I was unsuccessful. That was his mood. But before leaving the world, he prayed, we hear sometimes, to Mahaprabhu, and is indicated in the songs quoted by Srila Gurudev, that Mahaprabhu send one of his own men to this world, that would be required.